Master Cat Pooda's Conscious Time Travel. Master Pooda is asking you to participate in a conscious time travel exercise. Master Pooda is asking you for your permission to join with her now. Understand that the Earth is but a hologram, and everything we create through our thoughts, our words, and deeds is an illusion. Time appears to be linear with the past, present, and a future, but in truth, it is not. Time is quantum, and all time is happening simultaneously. Accessing this truth will allow you to explore the holographic possibilities that exist within a closed and protected system here on Earth. The ancient beings here in physical form are the great whales. The whales and dolphins can assist us in exercising conscious time travel if we ask them. These tools and techniques have always been available to you, but your society has taught you that time travel is not possible, so you have removed this ability from your belief systems. The great whales and dolphins are the stewards of this knowledge and full memory of what it means to be a multidimensional being connected to Source. During this exercise, we are also going to introduce you to the Pleiadians, who represent an ascended race of humanoid beings who are here to assist humanity. The Pleiadians are able to assist us in moving through time and space, accessing multidimensional realms, and guiding us on how to recreate or rewrite or script a timeline. This is accomplished through our intention. Intention is that power of each individual person as an embodiment of the divine. It is also my intention to guide you into a timeline for the renewal of your soul's vows, using the power of conscious time travel to connect with the higher part of you. I ask you now to give permission to move through time and space as an individual, rebirthing who you are, moving from the place of your birth to your current age, and then moving back to the perfect ascension age. You will choose the age and what you will look like in the prime of your life. Guided by the higher beings, you will make a conscious choice and weave the very density or fabric of your body into a higher vibration, a higher state of dimensional awareness and state of existence. I am Master Pooda, and I ask you now again to give permission for this journey as you join my voice as your time travel guide. Release your fears and judgments about this journey now, and allow yourself to go deep, deep, deep into your heart, where there is only truth and love. Do not worry if you are guided into a trance and are not fully conscious of my every word. You may always revisit this journey again. Allow yourself to be guided into a state of being that is perfect for you on this day. With your permission, I will now work with your birth contract and the architecture of your divine life blueprint. I am Master Cat Pooda. I am Charlaya Rhiannon, and I am your ascension guide today. I wish to speak to you about new ascension codes that can be given to you from the Ascended Masters. I wish to join with you energetically and consciously create a new alignment. I wish to recalibrate and assist you in encoding your physical body with realms of light that are yours to claim. Visualize with me now a pillar of white light coming down over your physical body. This is a crystalline structure that holds the codes of the highest vibration possible for your body on Earth today. It is my designated and given choice and my duty to assist you now in receiving 144 new Merkaba codes on this journey today. Move with me now, back in time, when you were preparing for your conception. You have chosen your mother, and you have chosen your father, and they agreed to birth you into the physical realm of Earth. All is in alignment for your conception into human physical form. Come with me now as you consciously leave the higher realms and make the jump into your physical body. You fell from the higher realms with great purpose and intention into your baby physical body. You experienced the first ray of blue light as you were conceived, and you are now a growing fetus in your mother's womb. The quality of faith exists within you, and you are visited by Lady Faith from the archangelic realm. You are surrounded with many angels who adore you. Ascended Master El Moria and Master Hercules visit you, and Archangel Michael watches over you as you grow within the womb. You are now born, and you are moving down the human timeline, and you are now 2 to 3 years old. You are being infused with the beautiful yellow ray, the ray of the sun. And this ray comes with the great masters of wisdom, Lord Lanto, Master Apollo, and Luminina. You are visited from the archangelic realm with beautiful Archangel Jophiel, Christine, and Archangel Uriel. You are so dearly loved. You are now moving into your fourth year, and you can walk now. You are moving consciously from place to place in an upright position, being acknowledged as a young and intelligent being. The third ray visits you, which is pure, pink, unconditional love. Sanat Kumara and Lady Amora come to visit you now and assist you as you move into your seventh year. You are now involved in schooling and educational programs. This brings you great illumination and some confusion as well. You are starting to understand your part and your place. If you study and you interact with others in your family, your brothers and sisters, your relatives, you receive energy and attention comes your way. You are now about 8 years old, moving into the timeline of being a larger child. You are working with the beautiful pink ray of light that is pulsing through you, and you are becoming very strong. Archangel Gabriel is with you now, and you are beginning to learn to communicate. You now have good language skills, and you are able to communicate through your intuitive life wave telepathic abilities. You have learned that this form of communication is the highest and best way to manifest your wishes. You are now 12 years old, moving into being a teenager. You are beginning to use the power of your will, and you are beginning to experience that you came here on Earth to create with free will decisions. You no longer do everything you are asked to do, as you were trying out your free will through your own thoughts and actions. You are an independent being, and you are beginning to experience yourself as a being who has angels that respond to your desires. You begin to realize that the angels can assist you in your creative process and are not just here to be your playmates. The angels are here to assist you in creating your world. They speak with you, they play with you, and they assist you in your studies. The angels are explaining to you that soon you will be 16 years old, much stronger and more powerful. They are preparing you for a visit from Archangel Shamuel, and they are beginning to teach you about giving and receiving and the circle of life. It is important to give, and it is important to receive. The energy of this flow is yours to play with, and you are moving now into being 18 years old, and you are legally a young adult. The fourth ray of beautiful white light, purity, visits you now. You are a young adult preparing for this part of your earthly journey. You are embodied wisdom, strength, and truth of purpose. Serapis Bey from Sirius reminds you as he visits that your body was built for this purpose. He takes you now on a journey through the ancient civilizations of Earth, allowing you to see and remember other lifetimes of mastery, including Egypt, Maya, Atlantis, Lemuria, and many more. He tells you that you can achieve this type of expanded consciousness in this life if you choose it. He tells you the memories and your knowledge are real. He asks you to tap into your memories from the time of your origin as you are ready. You are very wise, and you are now aware that you are an embodied angelic being walking among the earth people, creating your own destiny. You are 19 to 20 years old now, and you are beginning to experience the power of the creator gods, the Elohim of your world. You are starting to understand what the ascension codes are, and you are tuning into your Merkaba light systems. You are now being shown that it is your responsibility to sustain your personal Merkaba and calibrate it every day. Archangel Gabriel is working with you and your communication with the entourage of angels that surround you. You are a young adult on Earth now, and Gabriel is assisting you in opening your heart and encoding you with the Christ presence. You are 21 years old, and this is the most important year to date. Your guides are communicating to you, and you are visited by the fifth ray of green light. Archangel Raphael visits and explains to you what it is to be embodied as a healer on planet Earth. You have the ability to heal yourself and to assist others in healing if you choose it. Master Hilarion is with you now and starts to explain to you how to use your chakratic system to cleanse and purify and to keep your light running purely. You are now 22 to 23 years old, and you have 100% intuitive abilities intact. You have the full ability now to work with your Merkaba systems, your living light field, and your ascension codes are enhanced. You turn 24 years old now, and you have a very special visit from Mother Mary, from Sophia, from a being that represents the divine feminine to you. Mother Mary brings memories from home and is now visible to you. She reminds you that you are purity and that you are healing light. You remember the power of the divine feminine and the power of restoring it to your body, and the most important task of restoring it to this planet. With the power of the Divine Feminine, you know that each being can now thrive by balancing those energies within themselves. The power of creating through pure intention and living in the heart is that of the Divine Feminine. You are now 27 years old, and you are visited by the sixth ray. This is a beautiful purple and gold light, and you are radiant in your acceptance of it. You are moving graciously into Christ consciousness with the help of the archangels. You now have a visit by a being who represents the soul of Lord Sananda. This being perhaps is Master Jesus, or Buddha, Lady Nada. Archangel Metatron visits you now, and you have full power to communicate and to create independently. You now are aware that when you incarnated, you asked to bring more light to this beautiful planet than perhaps you have ever brought before in previous incarnations. You are asked to communicate directly with the Elohim Creator Gods, and you are moving powerfully down your path. We ask you now to gravitate into the current age that you exist in today. We ask you now to call for the presence of the violet flame. And we ask you to summon the presence of the great whales and dolphins of planet Earth. Specifically, we ask you now to call out to the great humpback whale that can access your Akashic records. This great master whale can take you on a journey into the depths of your soul and memories of mastery. This whale can also assist you in visiting any memories of challenge or pain that you are carrying and wish to transmute and cleanse on this day. Move with me now into the eye of the great whale, the ancient of the ancients, as this molecular librarian can serve you well. Ask that your DNA is recalibrated as you cleanse and purify any toxins or pain from the cells of your body. This is a day to heal. This is a day to balance yourself. And this is a day for empowerment. Focus now on the wave of the violet flame, which is spinning within the great whale's Merkaba. Focus on the entourage of angels that are surrounding you now to support you in this alignment. Ask now for the pillars of light that represent the seven great Elohim. Holy Amethyst comes forward, and Archangel Zadkiel are both adding their healing energies and assisting you in your cleanse and purification with the violet flame. The power of this transformation is guided by the great whale that is here just for you. You are now the perfect age for ascension. Now imprint into your consciousness and into your heart, saying, I am a master of illumination. I am a master of spirituality. I am a master of love. And I am a master of light. I now consciously choose to be an elevated ambassador being on planet Earth. I now move consciously toward my physical ascension, whatever that looks like, knowing my soul will guide me, and my I Am presence is there to greet me and to guide me every step of the way. My energy is pure. I am strong. I am confident that I can do it, and that I can manifest my divine life mission in the time that is left in the linear Earth frame. I re-encode myself now from my birth to my current age and back to my perfect ascension age in the perfect language of light that is perfect and right for me. I claim the patterns of perfection as I re-encode myself with the new Earth Merkaba codes 333-444-777-1110, 333-444-777-1110. I claim the Trinity 333-444-777-1110 as my new architecture of light. I visualize myself as a divine diamond sun, spinning and illuminating my whole being. I visualize becoming a spiral of divine white light, moving back and forth easily through the timelines, preparing for my ascension. I am strong. I am a being of Christ consciousness. I claim this diamond white spiral now, and I place this vibration within my heart, and I surround myself in a sphere of light. I claim the overlighting presence of the angelics, the archangels, and the ascended masters. I welcome the celestial light beings that assist me now in becoming a glowing, radiating, illuminated being of light. My master cell is connected to my divine life blueprint and has activated all of the cells in my body. My divine life blueprint is intact and restored. It is connected to my Akashic records. I move deep into my mastery now, where I am immune to any negativity, any disease or parasites. I am centered in love. I am centered in light. I call upon my angels now to beam their light into the sphere I have created around my heart. I am spinning within my Merkaba field in perfect harmony with the galaxy. I am running light into every cell, every molecule, every atom, and every subatomic particle in my body. I am transferring this spiral of silver white light out into my physical body, and I am asking my physical body to begin to change permanently. As my heart pumps my blood and it runs through my veins, I begin to weave my light as I turn to the golden spiral. The Fibonacci sequence is running through me, and I use it to create golden light. I am practicing to return my life force into life wave. My form and spirit are light, and I am a complete, unified being aligned with my source. As this golden light surges through my bloodstream, I understand that I am becoming a golden, shining light being, reclaiming my true divine heritage from my original point of origin. And now I am allowing this beautiful golden light to spread and expand into my muscles and into the tissues of my body, into my organ systems, into my brain, into my heart, and into my lungs. Every part of my body is illuminated and vibrating. Perfect gold light surrounds me and becomes me, as this is the highest vibration I can summon and sustain at this time. I feel strong and powerful. I feel love as I allow this golden light to permeate every particle and piece of my bones. All of my bones are beginning to glow, and they are becoming woven, streaming, liquid gold light. I allow the energy that I am now to join with our beautiful Mother Earth. It is my intention now to become one with the vibration of Mother Gaia. It is my intention now to ascend as a perfect, pristine light being in full realization of my soul. I align with my divine mission in accordance with my divine plan. I state my desire of service to myself and to Mother Earth, and I ask that I am always now in the perfect and right place to accomplish my soul's mission. I go forward from this day as a shining, empowered being of light that emanates Christ light consciousness. I embody unity consciousness, and I am a being of love. I emanate love through my holiness, as I have declared myself sacred. I am grateful for my life. This moment is my life. I lovingly now acknowledge that I have renewed my vows to my Creator, to my Mother, Father, God, and to my soul. I intend to create that which is for the highest and best good for myself and for all beings, in all places and at all times. I lovingly and consciously journey back now through the eye of the whale, back to my physical body and back to this day. I do so with great purpose. I am honored to be an embodied earth being at this time in Earth's history. I am love. So be it, and so it is. Blessings to each of you. I am Master Puda, and I love each of you so very much. Namaste.